Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Usoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning.
Because she talks about some positive stuff. I need it. Oh, gosh. You know, Soko, I'm so sick and tired of this DAANC nonsense. It's so nice to hear the good things happening on the continent. Love what you do.
Soko, goeiemôre, good morning. How's it going?
Dumela.
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Listen, talk to me about noise pollution. What is this about in Africa?
You know, at first, I didn't think this was a real problem until I read up that the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, had actually done some research into the effects that noise pollution has in terms of residents living in cities, because, I mean, that's where most of the noise would come from. So if you think of traffic, hooting, noise from other buildings during construction, and even just lifestyle noises, for example, parties, church, there were even things, places like mosques, when you think about the call to prayer. So as I was saying, that I was at the Livable Cities Summit, which is the World Smart Cities Summit, and one of the things they were talking about is noise. And what I noticed as well whilst in Singapore is that as the country keeps developing and, you know, rebranding itself all the time, there's lots of construction up, but you can't hear anything. So you can see a building going up, but you can't hear it going up, if you get what I mean. And upon closer inspection, what I saw is that many of the buildings actually had soundproofing. So during the construction, they have these soundproofing panels, so you can't hear the noise of it, but you can see the building coming up. So I started to think, in Africa, what are we doing in terms of reducing the noise levels, because they say they have adverse effects on cardiovascular problems if you're living in places where it's too noisy. If you work in places that are too noisy, you can't concentrate and your work performance goes down. Obviously, if there's a school there, children can't learn or, you know, can't absorb the education that they need to be, because now the noise is disturbing them and they don't get enough sleep as well as in some places where if it's too noisy, it even sometimes affects the buildings in terms of rattling foundations and other things. So I read about what Africa is doing, and in places like Ghana, one of the things that they've tried to do, it was Rwanda, Ghana, as well as Nigeria, is actually start with religious places, so places of worship. How can you make sure that, you know, the noise levels there go down? If you think about some churches, they'll have speakers outside, loud horns, you know, megaphones in terms of when they are preaching. In Ghana, what they've done is that they've actually asked some religious leaders to rather send texts when it's time to all call for prayer, so that it's quieter, obviously, when that happens. I won't talk about, you know, the controversy about that. Obviously, you know, some people have complained about it because it is something that is part of the religion as well. But in other places, they've actually adopted it quite well. And in terms of making sure that you get WhatsApp texts to say now it's time for prayer, making sure that people, you know, it's less noisy, so you don't need to scream on a microphone. I think I've seen many people like screaming on microphones when you can actually just speak in your normal voice and still hold church services. And they've actually even made sure that church services run at times when people are not home. So if they're in the workplace, then you make sure that that's when your church service is. And when people are home, they can actually enjoy their time at home. In terms of traffic as well, we try to reduce traffic by creating better public transport systems as well to make sure that there's not a lot of people or hooting. So, you know, if you start putting people at, you know, if simple basic rules of the road, we wouldn't be hooting at each other if we're all following the rules. So those are the little things that some African cities have tried to do as well.
You're born again, now you're talking. Soko, nonetheless, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's do this again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.